I don't think you can do what I do for a living or get into politics and be part of the fray without having, at least you got to like yourself a little bit. And you know what? I say that's okay. Because you got to start with a fan group of one, and you work and you build out from there. But there are people in this world who, their fan group, they don't need any more than one. I mean, one is enough. One seems to fill the room and take all the oxygen away for anybody else who might be coming in. They're narcissists, and I know that the good doc wants to talk about that today. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, the website, Regional Psychological in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and I'm glad that you had a chance to reminisce over some family areas when you were out in the St. Louis area. So I think that was really nice.
I did a little bit of that in of all places, Iron County, Missouri, which is only 100 miles or less from St. Louis, but Doc, you can't get there from here. I mean, it's tricky, but it's absolutely gorgeous, and up in a high valley with the Ozark Mountains where they start, and it's really. And I met a cousin. I mean, of all things, I met one of my cousins there, and it was all very much by chance. But you never know. It's just the way the world is, right? I guess we have more cousins than we knew about.
Well, listen, I'm happy for you and your wife being there. Well, let me talk a little bit about narcissism, okay?
Yeah.
Just a little definition here. Narcissism is a mental condition whereby narcissists have an inflated sense of their magnificence and importance, which must be admired by others. Because of their own inflated ego and sense of importance and entitlement, narcissists must minimize others and their achievements. They have no sensitivity or caring for others or their feelings. Behind the false walls of greatness and superiority lives insecure persons of low self-esteem and vulnerability to even minimal criticism. Now, as you can see, that's a pretty difficult type of person to be around.
Yeah, no kidding.
And in order to maintain this false facade, they really need to have constant, unreasonable praise of self. They get angry when criticized. They're a constant seeker of attention. They have great jealousy of others personally. Their achievements will minimize them. And they constantly manipulate others. So if you fall in their orbit, and if you happen to care for them, or even worse, love them, you're in for quite a negative roller coaster ride, and you're going to have to just see glory and magnificence in order to get along with a narcissist that's in your life.
The way you describe that, though, I like it because it really is narrow. I don't want people thinking, well, I kind of like things that I'm doing now, but my goodness, I have feelings of insecurity sometimes. Maybe I'm a narcissist. No. I mean, you know where I'm going with that.
It's an extreme. Sure.
Yeah, you defined it, but have you worked closely in your practice with people who fit and check all those boxes?
Yes, I have. Many people over the years.
How hard is that to get through to them, because they must have, it's good that they meet with you, but there must be some brick walls built up too.
Well, there are. Now, I might add, I've worked over the years, there are far more people that interact with them and love and care for them than often are the people I call the ulcer getters more than the ulcer givers. But many narcissists will be in counseling, maybe briefly, because they're trying to prove their magnificence. And if they're running into people that don't notice it or won't recognize it, I mean, it can lead to a lot of problems. So when you run into the drama king, if you will, or queen, and the person who just sees magnificence in themselves, then it's hard to deal with them because you have to kind of get at the soft underbelly, if you will, and you have to really talk to them about learning to care, learning to realize there are other people's opinions, and other people's success doesn't diminish you. It's something that you need to see and be satisfied and be happy for them. But very hard to change a narcissist because it's a long-developing personality disorder-type situation where the person really they've come to expect to live that way. And oddly, they often find over time a small number maybe of people that are just willing to go along with their greatness. But it's a difficult world to be around them, particularly if you work for one, because many of them are quite charming. We often find them in politics. We find them in chieftains of industry. We find them in areas where people strive for big things, because often they can be very successful. but they will roll over people in the process.
Ever hear of any in broadcasting? None that you know of, though, right?
Well, I think you excluded, I might. I'm certainly part of your supporters and followers, Dave. But there are many people that do strive for the spotlight, and they often go into different fields, but you see the same person in the kaleidoscope. So it's if you encounter them and you have to live with them, it's very, very difficult, and you have to find defenses. You have to find ways. We can talk about that another time, also. But you have to really learn to defend yourself against them. Otherwise, they'll steamroll you.
I wasn't bringing that up there to be flippant necessarily, because I've met a lot of different interesting characters in this business that I'm in. And I don't I think very few I would qualify as checking those boxes you put out there for us at the start of the segment, because they have to. It would become all-consuming, and they would eat up everything else on the air and in the room. And most broadcasters and people who do shows and who are in the entertainment world, they enjoy being in that spotlight, but they know how to step away from it, too. And it doesn't have to always reflect on them. I don't know if others would agree with that, but that's the way I see it.
I think what happens, though, when you really become a star, and you make enormous amount of money, and people do tend to genuflect to you, and they tend to note your significance. And just by the nature of the type of person that strives to be in charge, it is easy. Maybe not easy, but you can develop those skills too, unfortunately, of greatness, of superiority. But always in the back of your mind, realizing you can go down. Like if just one example is the Weinstein situation, it shows how you can fall from the height of power, so to speak. I'm not trying to turn him into a narcissist. I mean, I'm not trying to diagnose people. But when you see people that have had great power, the narcissist has to realize that you do run the risk, whether it's now, whether it's later, of being found out. In the fall for a narcissist is really horrible, even worse than for, quote, the average person, because of their belief and their magnificence and their ability to be angry, to try to make revenge, to get even, if you will, is far greater than the average person who just sees their strengths and weaknesses and tries to develop their strengths. Very difficult group of people, but we all have encountered them, because when you look at the definition, we can immediately think of a type of person or a movie we've seen or a book that we have read that the narcissist just kind of flows to the forefront, because they're not a quiet little group in the back of the crowd. They're the ones leading the band. Well, that's really a fascinating group of people, by the way.
Yeah,
hopefully more to observe than to have them be part of your life circle.
Well, you'll probably be entertained if they are, at least a chunk of the time. But as you said, some folks just go along to get along with a narcissist, right? Because it could be exhausting. So
it can be exhausting, and it can be very painful, because it can be damaging to the person.
Yeah, sure.
And they often will find the type of person who's looking for a leader, and the narcissist is more than ready to take on the role of a dominant leader in terms of always right, knows the right thing. It would be very tiring for the average person, but there are people that fall in their orbit that get overwhelmed. And like you said, they're often entertaining, they're clever, they're witty. They really develop skills to endear themselves to people in some ways, so that when you're with them, unless you fall under the lash, if you're just kind of observing and glorifying adulating, then they're really fun people to be with. But once you cross them, you then begin to see the self-esteem issues they have inside. But how could you possibly think that? Or why would you have that thought? It's kind of amazing, really.
Healthy self-deprecation is not one of those boxes they check off, right?
That is true.
It's not there. And in fact, it's been wiped out. That chapter, those pages were pulled out of the book. Talking about narcissism today, it's a narrow definition, but it's identifiable. And it isn't just somebody who has that particular condition. It's those who are around the narcissist. And that's part of the problem out there, something to recognize. The podcast will be at drjohnb.com. Regional Psychological Services, our good friend in East Lansing, the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio, not a narcissist. But I'm going to say, you know, he deserves a lot of adulation. It is not false adulation. It's the real deal. And he doesn't have an inflated sense of anything other than good common sense. And that's something in short supply these days. Always good to have you on, my friend.
Well, listen, thank you, and I appreciate those words. I'll look forward to talking to you later, buddy. Go to your wife, of course.
I will. The good doctor will be back in a moment. 1320 WILS.